Four Palestinians have died in clashes with Israeli forces as anger grows over a peace settlement proposed by the US President Donald Trump. Palestinians say they're angry at suggestions Israel will annex land with the backing of the US, but without any agreement or concessions to Palestinians. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchik reports.
Israeli soldiers fire at protesters throwing stones in the West Bank city of Hebron. What began as small, sporadic protests after the White House released its vision for peace for Israel and Palestine are threatening to become wide-scale unrest. There have been three attacks on Israeli forces in the last 2 days, including one where a man drove a truck into a group of Israeli soldiers. Security guards for the Islamic holy sites asked what happened over their radios. There is an attack, one witness says. Somebody tried to shoot the police. They shot him back and killed him, and now he's lying on the ground. The casualty list is growing. Much of the anger is sparked by fear Israel could unilaterally annex parts of the occupied Palestinian territories with United States support.
We are in a very dangerous place. I think we are in a place that hell can break loose very quickly.
The director of the Center for Equality and Shared Society in Israel, Mohammed Darawsha, says while most Palestinians don't want more violence, the unrest looks likely to spread.
I think the masses are beginning to build up a massive non-violent resistance for the deadlock situation that the black future that is offered to them right now.
This week's violence comes after Palestinian and Arab leaders categorically rejected the White House plan as a basis for peace, saying it was heavily biased and tried to legitimize multiple ongoing breaches of international law by Israel. Mohammed Darawsha says it offers no dignity and no hope.
It's offering them a surrender agreement where they lose and lose and lose and lose. It's not offering them an independent Palestinian state. It's basically saying to them, okay, you thought of yourself as the victims. You're going to continue being victims for the rest of your life. Like it, accept it, and shut up.
Much depends on next month's Israeli election, where the main proponent of the White House plan, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, is trying to break a long-running political deadlock. He's promised to immediately annex Jewish settlements if re-elected, a move sure to fan the growing fire. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.